This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box. These outstanding wings are getting in the way of our commercial breaks. Boy, are they good.
Wish they were longer.
Yeah. The good thing about the wings is they came out before Martin got here. And Charlie also.
Yep.
All right. Frank Cusimano with Rich Grauer and Charles Tuna Edwards. Let's talk a little Mizzou sports.
Mm.
The basketball team now 3-10 in the SEC. And Konzo brought up a point yesterday, or not yesterday, earlier, about how maybe they could end up being kind of like a Tennessee where they're freshmen and sophomores, they just develop them, they get better and better, and, you know, in a couple of years you got a really good program. My point on Mizzou is, if Jordan Geist is your best player in the SEC, well, you're going to be 3-10. And he's a fine player. He just can't be your best player.
Mm-hmm. I think they need more athleticism. I think Xavier Pinson is an athlete. I think I'd give him a long leash. I'd play him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're starting to do that. But I think they need some more athleticism on the wings. You know, more 6'6", tall, lean, athletic-type bodies. The type of bodies the University of Houston has.
That's right.
You know, I think Missouri needs that type of athleticism to compete in that SEC.
I think they're coming. They will be there. We know he's recruiting. What I still like about the Mizzou team is they don't stop playing. They did it against Kentucky. They did it against Tennessee. And that shows you the texture of the coach. And I think that goes a long way with the kids' coach.
Well, again, I think the most important thing a coach has to do is get his kids to play hard. Mm-hmm. The offense, the defense they play, that's secondary. Mm-hmm. Just get them to make an effort every single time, no matter if you're down by 20, up by 20, and that's the key ingredient that makes a quality coach. If he can get those kids to play as if the game is on the line every single possession, but that's sometimes hard to do,
yeah.
And especially if you're in a losing mode, which. You know, and that's why you got to give Konzo credit. They are playing.
Right.
They play Kentucky tough. They play Tennessee tough. They didn't get the W's, and you just got to keep their spirits up that they continue to make that effort.
Is it harder to play a good team tough or a bad team tough?
I think you always get up for the good teams.
Right.
It's hard to play the mediocre teams tough.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've seen that. We've seen SLU play, you know, teams like Butler that are up for are really good, and then they let a team like UMass in the game, and it's a 5-point game, and that's just a natural tendency amongst kids.
Yeah.
And that's why the coaches that can get those kids to play and make an effort every single night, you have to really admire them.
So Konzo better hope that Pinson, Pickett, and Watson become good players in the SEC, and then this class coming in, or this really brutal season this year is going
to
continue.
Well, I think you left one player out. Tillman has got to get better.
Yeah.
To get better. He's got to stay in the game. He's got to develop some more moves around the basket.
What would you do if you have a guy a season and a half into his career and still gets 2 fouls in the first 5 minutes?
And a lot of them are stupid fouls.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just unnecessary, you know. And I don't know. You got to get inside his head. I mean, but he's got the physical talent.
I mean, we hope he stays in school.
Well, I mean, when you say stay in school, you mean the NBA is going to take the way he is now?
No, yeah, I'm glad you bring that up because I think it's a legitimate question, and people are like, what are you talking about in the NBA? I don't think the NBA wants Jeremiah Tillman now, and maybe that he won't ever play in the league. But I do think, and I heard this at the end of last year, that he was kicking the tires about going to get paid somewhere.
That's right.
No.
It would be a mistake. What he needs is more Konzo Martin in his life and not less.
Right.
But, God, Konzo's got to figure this thing out too.
Yeah, and I said at the beginning of the year when I was on the show earlier, Mizzou will be as good as Tillman is especially if they need to run their offense through him. He needs to touch the ball every time, even though he doesn't. He's got to learn. I don't have to shoot it, but I could get the defense to collapse. I'll throw it back out, but the offense has to run through Tillman.
They almost got to do a junior triangle with him. get him the ball. Like you say, let him touch the ball. Mm-hmm. Confidence. We know Konzo set him down and talked to him about the fouls. They won't go away right now because when they're inside your head coach, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
yeah, and I think maybe the referees at one time were not doing him any favors, but we can't blame it on the referees. I mean, I cannot believe you can't tell him, and he's not a dumb kid, to go up and say, you are not getting your second foul in the first half. You're not.
Right.
When you get your first foul, all you're doing the rest of the way is your arms are up. You are not trying to block anything. You just block out. I mean, it's just insane that it's gone on this long.
Yeah, well. You know, Konzo as a coach has talked to him about this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious to everybody. And he has stretches where, you know, for a couple of three games in a row there, he stayed in the game.
Was he like that in high school, I wonder?
I don't remember.
Is it aggression, just being too aggressive, or just making stupid plays? I shouldn't say stupid.
I just don't remember in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, again, at his size and his abilities at the high school level, he's probably not going to get as much foul trouble. He's not going to be playing against guys his size.
Has he developed to you guys as much as you thought he would right now?
No.
But I do think he does have a little bit of skill.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
do think he's going to make a living in this league for a long time. I always thought that when I first saw him, like in high school, that this could be like a Tristan Thompson kind of guy. Mm. Not a star NBA player, but make a great deal of money. But he's got a long way to go from there.
Well, I hate to bring up a sore subject here, but how Cartier Gordon, I think, had more offensive skills
much more.
You know, and so that loss, even though we hate to admit it, that loss for SLU has really been hurtful to them. The loss of Gordon. He was the one guy, the one inside player that can make free throws consistently. He was the one inside player.
Sometimes.
Good, well,
he was more, better than
more
best.
So than, more
yes,
shoot, more so
French.
Than French and,
shooting
and,
free throws,
and Foreman, yeah.
yeah.
And he had the footwork around the basket.
Yeah, he had skill.
Yeah.
The difference is Jeremiah listened to Konzo Martin.
Right.
And Cartier Gordon did not listen to Travis and Corey, and that's why he's at DePaul now.
Hmm.
But with that said, if he was there, their 17 victories would probably be 20 right now. And we'd be talking about a legitimate chance to get to the NCAA tournament instead of right now they have to win the tournament to get in.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. That's because the Atlantic 10 Conference is just not very strong this year.
Yeah, probably.
But again, anybody can win that postseason tournament. If SLU gets hot, if Javon Best has a great streak during that tournament, they could win it, just like we said before. The Missouri Valley is the same way. That's a wide-open tournament.
That's
this
the only
year.
Way you're going to get into the NCAA.
For both those leagues.
Yeah.
For both those leagues.
I don't know, distinctly about how good a defensive squad you had, but I do think this SLU team, when they're right, they play as good a defense as anybody. And defense travels. So even though they only have 7 scholarship players, it wouldn't shock me if they went to Brooklyn in the conference tournament and defended like heck and made a run.
Well, I think, again, that's the strength of this Billiken team. Their defense is their strength. Offensively, they struggle. They don't have the great consistent outside shooting.
No.
They're not a – that's the negative, though, is they're not a good free throw shooting team. And free throw shooting and defense – are very instrumental in NCAA tournament games and even in the postseason tournament games. So that free throw shooting scares the heck out of me.
Settle this. Aren't you, by 19, you are as a shooter? I mean, I know you can improve. There's examples of it. I mean, Magic became a good three-point shooter at the end. But in general, you are who you are as a shooter by about 18 or 19?
I think you are. I think to a certain degree you are. But free throw shooting is a different animal. There's so many techniques that coaches use to try to improve free throw shooting. I'm sure Travis has tried them all, but I think that's the one thing. I don't know if you can improve your jump shot as much as you can improve your free throw shooting, because you're standing there, it's repetition, there's no hand in your face, there's none of that other stuff that goes on.
Well, you said 19. I think some of the NBA players get better as they get older. The Greek Freak's going to be a better shooter. LeBron James became a better shooter. Even Michael Jordan became a better shooter when they played. So
there are certainly a lot of exceptions.
Yes.
But in general, I mean, there was once – I don't even want to bring up his name because I don't want to embarrass him. But there was once a player at DeSmet who played for you at SLU, and he played baseball and basketball. And one of the coaches said, oh, well, now that he's not going to play baseball, he's going to become a good shooter because he can play all year round. No, he never became a good shooter.
Yeah.
So,
Coach, why are there not many jump shooters, and people don't understand the difference between a shooter and a jump shooter. I don't see a lot of them anymore.
But again, there's no the offenses that are employed today by college teams are geared toward the 3-point shot, the driving layup. The 15-foot jump shot is just not even practiced.
Has a 3-point shot hurt college basketball?
Well, it depends. I know when the 3-point shot came into play, just like when the shot clock came into play, as an old conservative coach, I didn't like it. Mm. I thought it took
but
away
now,
some credit.
Now, wouldn't you love to see a shot clock in high school? Oh, come on, coach.
Well,
you seen these teams? These hold the ball, and you're up five, and you – don't you, the object of sports is to run up and down. And
well, I think you could say that's the object of sports to the fans, but to the coach, the object of the sport is to win the game.
All right, so you're trying to grow the game of basketball. You're in charge of basketball. Don't you want the game to be faster? You don't want a shot. You want a shot clock at high school, don't you?
Well, got to remember, Frank, I won a game 15-14 against Rick Suttle in Assumption. Remember that, Rick Suttle?
That was 1970-71.
Right, Rick Suttle. I remember
so
him. Right.
You had a bunch of little white guys at the SMET, and they had a 6'11" guy named Rick Suttle.
Who's
what did
going
you do?
To Kansas. We held the ball.
The entire
game. We won 15-14.
That's what happened to the River down the road.
Yeah, but here's the point. Here's the point, though. Why didn't Assumption and Rick Suttle counter what we were doing by coming out and getting after us?
What, did they sit in the zone?
They stayed back in the zone for
most
of the game.
That's how Cardinal Ritter used to lose when Preston had all those great teams when they would go to Portageville and places like that. They would do the same thing.
Yeah.
But if you're Cardinal Ritter, you got to force the action
double, triple team
with all those athletes.
That's my point. At the high school level, where again, if you're going to hold the ball, if you're going to box in 1 me or something, then the other team has to do something to counter it. You put the emphasis on the opposition to counter what you're doing.
You don't want it to be like the NBA All-Star game was last Sunday either.
I didn't even watch
178 points.
I tell you what, though, it is kind of cool seeing all those guys out on the floor at the same time. I mean, Kevin Durant going 6-9 from three. The pass by Steph to the
Giannis.
Greek Freak.
Unbelievable. Those guys, they got to be the best athletes in the world.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Speaking of great athletes, have you seen this Billiken recruit at St. Mary's yet, Yuri Collins? I had a guy tell me the other day he's the best high school point guard he's ever seen.
He's good. I don't know if I'd make that statement, but he is good. You know, what amazes me, Frank, is, like we were there the other day and watched Caleb Love play. I mean,
CBC.
there are so many good high school athletic players who are also good basketball players that, it's just amazing because these kids have so many more advantages than you and I had when we played. They got better coaching. They got AAU teams. They got weight training. They got skills people that they go to. I'm just amazed at the athleticism of these. That the SMET
Chaminade game?
And the SMET CBC game. I mean, the SMET's got 2 6'9" athletes. Now, they didn't accomplish a lot, but they're 6'9", and they're very athletic. CBC has 4 or 5 of them they put out there. I mean, these high school teams are so athletic. It's unbelievable in my mind.
Two of the most athletic high school teams, Vashon and Trinity, and I can't wait till they play again.
Well, Vashon plays
Cardinal Ritter
tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Oh. At six,
they
at
meet
7 o'clock.
Trinity
by 6 o'clock, you won't get in that gym.
I'm
in the quarters.
well, you'll get in.
Get in.
Well, let me tell you something.
Where's the game at?
It's at Vashon.
Oh, good. I'll get in.
Vashon is so good that Floyd Irons thinks their best player is Nicholas Kern Jr.
Not McKinney.
Yeah, and he doesn't even start.
Wow.
I mean,
that's just I remember Nicholas Kern when he had the bad hair, and Floyd Irons looked at him and said, "Now, son, you got to get rid of that hair."
You're right.
I'm serious.
I was that. We filmed that at practice. Right. Yeah, we did a documentary that
son,
year.
Son, you got to get rid of that hair.
Yeah. Oh, one more question, Coach, for you. Somebody wanted me to ask you about what you think of Brad Underwood and the Illini.
Ooh,
I think right now Illinois is the best, playing the best of any local teams in the area. I mean, I looked at their RPI. Their RPI is 83. And I think Brad Underwood is a good coach, and I think he'll get that thing turned around. And one of my favorite players to watch is Trent Frazier.
Yes.
I know he's not as good, but it reminds me of D'Angelo Fox. He does left-handed body built the way he is, skinny, lean, athletic. Trent Frazier is one of my favorite players. And Underwood's team has gotten better and better as the year has
They would beat SLU and Mizzou.
Oh, easy.
Tell what he's going to do. he's going to get a couple kids out of the Chicago League, too. And that hasn't happened with Illinois in a long time.
However, he's got to keep Io. If he loses Io DeSumo, that changes everything.
Why, right. How are they going to
yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Guys, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming in.
We do.
Thanks,
right.
Thank you.
Bit of breaking news. Robert Kraft is being charged with allegedly soliciting prostitution in Florida.
Oh,
oh my
well,
God.
He's a man.
That wow. according to NBC News.
You know what? He was all over the NBA All-Star game. You saw him at all these parties, all these Twitter shots. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
wow.
That'll go away.
Huh.
All right. We will take a short timeout. Broadcasting live from the Schnucks in South Oaks, 5780 South Lindbergh Boulevard. Martin Kilcoyne coming up next. Dan O'Neill. Charlie's going to join us. The baseball show with Jim and Brian coming up also. Maryville University is one of our great sponsors. They sponsor the phone lines. If you get a chance, go to maryville.edu, find out more information about this school. Their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. We'll be right back.